For great health care coverage, get the home field advantage with Farm Bureau Health Plans. They've got you covered.
Bringing pro football to the Mid-South for nearly two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes! Good! Touchdown, Titans!
This is Titans Radio. Now on Titans Radio, your chance to talk about the Titans with the head coach. This is the Mike Mularkey Show, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
Welcome to St. Thomas Sports Park and tonight's edition of the Mike Mularkey Show. Our special guest this evening, in place of the head coach, is the Titans general manager, John Robinson. First of all, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on a really nice win last night.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun night last night. It was good to be back on Monday night here in Nashville. Fans were awesome. And, played a full four quarters of football and was fortunate to come out with the win.
Your chance to talk to the GM at 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. Your Twitter questions, send them our way, at Titans Radio. John is sitting in tonight for Coach Mularkey because the staff, with the Monday night game, having to turn the page very quickly to Cleveland, how much time did the personnel staff and the coaching staff spend on even looking at Indianapolis?
The players will be in tomorrow. We'll be back at it. We'll probably hit some of the highlights of the game from last night, make some corrections that we need to get fixed. But it's, as you said, it's a quick turnaround to Cleveland from a personnel standpoint. We gave our pre-advance to the coaches last Friday, so they at least had, the depth charts and some of the injury stuff and at least some preliminary information on the Browns before we even played Indy. And then our pro scouts met with the coaches this morning to give them an update on Sunday's game, that Cleveland had there.
How different are the Browns in 2017 from the Browns of last year?
We've got a new quarterback. Kizer is a rookie. Hogan played some the last game and a half, I think. They've added a lot of players over there. They've retooled the offensive line with a couple additions in Zeitler at guard there. Treader's playing some center for him. They've got Crowell and Duke Johnson back at running back. Added Kenny Britt at receiver. And Joku was a first-round pick at tight end. So they've got some explosive guys, some fast guys over on the offensive side of the ball. And then, defensively added Miles Garrett. And, he looks as advertised thus far in the season. Hadn't played a whole lot. He just had an ankle injury that we kind of bummed him up for a week or so. But he's a good player. They've got Peppers in the back end. And added Jamie Collins in the trade last year and, re-signed him in this offseason. So, got a lot of playmakers on both sides of the ball.
Defensively, they've had a really nice year. One of the top 10 defenses in the NFL. Very good run defense. Offense has not been able to take enough of the pressure off of them probably, but it seems to be an offense that's finding its way. And even though the record doesn't indicate that they're having much success, they're trying to get something in place, and in doing so, running Hugh Jackson's offense and Greg Williams' defense.
Yeah, no question. And I think offensively for those guys, they've turned the ball over some, specifically down in the red zone. And it's not really bad plays. It's a bad breaker here or there. They pitch the ball, and it doesn't quite get to the running back, and he can't get his hands on it, fumble, and the other team recovers it. Or they try to throw a slant, and it bounces off something and catches, and the other team catches it. So, they've caught some bad breaks there with the turnover part of the game. Hopefully we can generate some turnovers this coming Sunday and capitalize on those mistakes.
The voice that you hear is that of John Robinson, Titans general manager. He's sitting in for head coach Mike Mularkey tonight as Coach Mularkey in the process of game planning for Sunday with the Cleveland Browns. Your chance to talk to the general manager at 877-848-2671. 877-848-2671. Your Twitter questions, we'd love to hear from you via Twitter, at Titans Radio. We look forward to those. I think we have a Twitter question already as we head to the lines. And let's take a look at Josh's question. He says, what is John Robinson's biggest concern with trying to keep ahead of the division? Watson and Houston, Fournette and Jacksonville, Luck and the Colts.
Yes. To all. you know, that's one of the things that, we talked about this offseason is winning those division games, winning our division games at home, those home games. We've got to do a good job. We've got to beat our division opponents and win at home. You know, if we can do that, then we've got a pretty good chance to get in the tournament at the end of the season. We were focused on Indy last week. Now we've turned the page and focused on Cleveland. But you know, I'd say all the teams in our division have retooled. There's good players on all those teams, and we've got to just got to keep playing our style of football.
Only fitting we'd start in West Tennessee. Let's go to Munford, and Chris is our first caller for John Robinson. Chris, we welcome you to Titans Radio. Go right ahead.
Hey, Coach. This is our GM, John. Sorry.
All good, Chris. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yes, sir. Go Titans. Tighten up. My question is about Corey Davis and the timetable on his hamstring, and what do you think his role is going to be when he comes back? Because our receivers are actually looking pretty good the way they are. I'll hang up and let you answer. Thanks, sir.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, Corey's progressing nicely. I know Coach Malarkey has said it, and I've said it. Those hamstring injuries, they're kind of a fickle injury. You don't want to progress and then come back too soon and risk maybe, you know, straining one of those fibers in there that's connecting that muscle tissue. So, you know, we're going to be cautious with Corey, and we're certainly optimistic when he gets back out there that he'll be an impact player for us. I think he showed what he's capable of doing in the Oakland game there, and we're looking forward to getting him back out there. He'll be a key piece to our offense when he's back out there running around.
Best performance yet from Eric Decker, however. 7 catches, 88 yards, really giving you a lift at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, really did a nice job last night. You know, that receiver group as a whole really came up big last night for us with, you know, Rashard with a key third down catch on the sideline, Taywan obviously with his explosive play, Eric Decker with a couple of big catches on crucial passing plays. So, you know, I think the more that group plays together, and when Corey can get back out there from a timing standpoint, from a, you know, running routes in unison, it'll all just be clearer for Marcus and the offense.
Let's get a Twitter question. This is from Mike. He wants to know, is Marcus Mariota at a point in his career where he doesn't need to have a veteran backup? Is this something you will look to upgrade in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, at all those positions, you know, we look at to always infuse youth at every position, but I think it's also it's good to have some veteran presence at some of those positions. You know, I think our quarterbacks have been good for Marcus and are good for Marcus on the team now. And, you know, we'll take this offseason as it comes with free agency and the draft, and look to continue to build this team with, you know, with the types of players that we want here.
Another call at 877-848-2671. Let's go to Murfreesboro. And Jason, thanks for holding. Welcome to Titans Radio. You're talking with General Manager John Robinson. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Mike. Hi, John.
Jason, thanks for calling in.
Thanks. At the game last night, electric atmosphere. Really hoping we can get some more of those night games, maybe when we make the playoffs. But I noticed that Adoree Jackson on kickoffs was standing on about the 10-yard line. And I don't know if this is maybe more of a coach question, but kind of wondering why that is. Because normally they stand on about the goal line. Was that something you saw in their kicker that he didn't have a strong enough leg, or that you had a special play they were trying to get in on that, or what? Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Jason. Yeah, I think with the way Indy runs their special teams, they have some exotic stuff where they'll do some mortar kicks, which is, you know, they'll kick it short and try to get the coverage down there to get a, you know, a long field for the offense or onside. So we adjusted our kickoff return unit schematically to tailor towards what they potentially could do for Indy. So, you know, as a Dory, he aligned at the 10, and he's got enough quickness and speed to get back there and field it if it does go in the end zone. So that was a kind of a strategic alignment, I guess you could say, from our special teams unit.
How did you feel about Adoree Jackson and the rest of the secondary's performance in last night's game?
You know, I thought, you know, really, really good in the second half. And I thought there were some things in the first half that went, you know, really well too, especially down in the red zone where we tightened up our coverage a little bit, no pun intended. Stuck with our receivers, stayed on them, and matched them pretty good.
All right, back to the phones. We always love to hear from Malika. Malika, thanks for joining us tonight on Titans Radio. The Mike Malarkey Show, our special guest is John Robinson. Go ahead, Malika.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Great win last night. It was very impressive. I just wanted to tell Mr. Robinson that it was an amazing win, and I just wanted to say that it was, you know, everybody played amazing, and I just wanted to say let's keep it going, and let's make it to the playoffs, and hopefully to the Super Bowl. Tighten up. Go Titans. Thank you so much.
Amen, Miss Malika. Thanks, thanks for your support there. Yeah, it really was. It was an awesome atmosphere last night at down in the stadium in Nissan. I was down there. Our quarterbacks are here now, and they some of those guys said it's the loudest that they had heard in the stadium. So our fans really showed out and gave Indy a warm Nashville welcome to our style of football. And you're right. We got to play four quarters of football like we did last night and finish off games. I thought last night was a good example of us, you know, finishing off games, coming up with stops when we needed to get stops, and moving the ball offensively and getting points on the board.
A chance to replenish the calls. You may phone in at 877-848-2671. 877-848-2671. Another Twitter question at Titans Radio. This is from Evan. What steps will y'all take to get to the Super Bowl or playoffs this year, and when will we see Jonathan Cyprian?
I love y'all, by the way.
I do too. It says y'all.
Yeah,
here.
I'm back home. Yes. I am definitely back home. I think continuing to play complementary football, our style of football, we take a 1 week approach, game at a time. You know, we're not looking at the end prize. Certainly, that's our goal. That's, you know, 31 other teams' goal in this league is to be, you know, hoist that trophy at the end of the season. But the only way to get there is to take each opponent 1 week at a time and go out and execute as best you can against that opponent in hopes that you can get, you know, in the playoffs, and then it's a 1 week season from there. Cyprian's doing a really nice job. You know, Jonathan, he had a pretty good hamstring strain there, and we're being cautious with him. He's really doing an excellent job in the rehab process. He's a pretty fast healer, so, you know, we're optimistic that, you know, that he can be back out there for us right around the corner.
All right, let me go back to something about what you're doing and what other teams are doing. A lot of people don't realize the trade deadline is 2 weeks from today. Not going to ask you specifically if you expect to be involved, unless you're just dying to tell us. But do you expect that we will have much happen around the league as far as the trade deadline?
Well, I'm not dying to tell you.
I didn't figure you were.
And but yeah, you know, it's funny as the trade deadline approaches every year, you have those phone calls, you have those, you know, those conversations. You know, there's a lot of fodder that's out there on the internet about this happening or that happening. And usually it really doesn't manifest itself, you know, and it takes two partners to get a deal done. So, you know, we're having some of those discussions now, as, you know, all the other teams around the league are, just trying to find ways to improve your football team if possible, and just kind of take it as it inches closer.
So around the league, you think probably we'll get our hopes up and it won't happen?
You said it, not me, but I'd say that's probably the case.
All right. More phone calls for John Robinson. He's sitting in tonight for Mike Malarkey on the Mike Malarkey Show. Your calls at 877-848-2671. Twitter questions at Titans Radio. Special guest tonight on the Mike Malarkey Show is Titans General Manager John Robinson. He's taking your calls at 877-848-2671. We're going to try to get as many in as possible for the GM. Steve in Thompson Station, glad to have you with us on Titans Radio. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. John, I just was wondering, when you guys determine your inactives for Sunday, how much input do you have in those decisions with the coach, or how much input does the coach have on those decisions?
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Great question. I have quite a bit of input in it. In the end, the coaches are the ones that are in the meeting rooms with the players on a weekly basis. They're out there on the practice field. I'm out there on the practice field with them. And, you know, we gauge their practice week. A lot of it is depending upon the opponent from a matchup standpoint, depending on, you know, from a personnel grouping standpoint offensively. If it looks like they're going to, you know, throw the ball more, we might have more DBs up that week. If it looks like we're going to run the ball more, we might have a receiver down that week. So it's really dependent game to game, depending upon the personnel of the offense or defense that we're going to see, and then, you know, kind of how the week of practice went.
Anthony in Hendersonville, we're glad to have you with us tonight on Titans Radio. Go right ahead for General Manager John Robinson.
Hi, John. I was really excited when I heard you on the station tonight because there's been a question I've always wanted to ask you. And there might be a rule prohibiting you from giving your answer, and I understand if that's the case. But if you were not able to trade out of the top pick 2 years ago, who would you have taken at number one? Who was the top player on your board back then?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
He's
great,
going right at it.
Yeah, great question, Anthony. Right, yeah, right for the gusto. We would have taken a good football player.
Oh.
We would have taken a good football player. Yeah, there were a lot of players that were in consideration up there at the top, and fortunately for us, the trade kind of manifested itself, and we were able to slide down and slide back up to take Jack.
A magician never reveals his secrets, right?
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, Copperfield, how long has he been a magician?
He's been at it a long time.
Exactly.
David Blaine,
yeah, there you go.
It's the same theory for the general manager.
Yeah, it's cloak and dagger, duck and dodge.
Have you always been cloak and dagger? Is that one of the ways you move through the ranks as a scout and sort of learned that you don't talk about certain things, period?
Only internally with the teams that I've worked for. I'm kind of a keep it close to the vest guy. Anyway, I don't like to show my cards too often. So yeah, and I would say that certainly the organization that I worked for up in Massachusetts, they
encouraged that behavior.
Yes, they liked that trait that I had.
Well, Anthony, great try. I appreciate you going right at it, but you've had the same luck I have. So good try, though. Hank in Horn Lake, Mississippi. We're glad you're with us on Titans Radio. Go right ahead.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Hank. Thanks for calling in.
An observation and then a question to follow. Marcus Mariota, first of all, great win last night. I'm an ex-Colts fan, and the last two or three years, my wife has turned me into a Titans fan, so great win last night.
Awesome. Welcome to the good guy's side.
There you go. Marcus Mariota looked great standing in the pocket, throwing all night long. I know that was injury-related, didn't want him to scramble much. Is that something that maybe in the future try to keep him in the pocket and do less running plays to prevent injury? Because he is a franchise quarterback. Just wondering if that's what we're looking forward to, which he looked great last night standing in the pocket all night long.
Yes, sir. I think that was, you know, he was dealing with that hamstring injury. He did a really nice job in the pocket. I think he matured as a passer last night. You know, he got through his progressions quickly. He was able to find, you know, outlet guys, whether it was Derrick Henry in the flat there for a big first down or DeMarco Murray in the flat for a couple first downs. He was able to get to his, you know, he was forced to get to his, you know, sometimes his second, third, and fourth read instead of using his legs to run. I think from a planning standpoint, having that dual ability to be able to run and stand in the pocket certainly bodes well for us, and we're a very game plan specific team relative to our opponent. So I think if it calls for Marcus to maybe stand in the pocket 1 week and kind of play like he did last night, or you know, another week where we've got some opportunities for him to move the ball and put points on the board running, I think we'll do whatever we've got to do for the team to put points up.
877-848-2671. Twitter questions at Titans Radio. This one comes from Daniel. Let me make sure. No, Edward. Let's do Edwards first. Do you think using more max protection plays are more of a long-term goal of the organization to protect Marcus Mariota?
Great question. Yeah, you know, when you do some of that max protection stuff, that's one or two less outlets that he has to throw the ball to. So, again, like I said, and to Hank there in Horn Lake, that it's game plan specific. If they've got, if we're playing a team with, you know, with a heavy rush, or we know they're going to blitz us a lot, we might max protect more to give Marcus a little bit more time and, you know, allow him to be a little cleaner in the pocket. And if it's a team that likes to play more coverage based stuff, we might get those guys out into the route.
Daniel has this Twitter question at Titans Radio. What are the week-to-week responsibilities of a general manager during the season?
Oh, great question. So I generally try to work a team ahead. So I'll start working on Baltimore here over the next couple days, watching their previous games. I put together kind of a one-page synopsis on the opponent that I give, in addition to what our pro scouts give the coaches. I send it to Coach Malarkey, just, you know, kind of my spitball thoughts, for lack of a better term, on the team, offensively, defensively, and special teams. I'll go to practice throughout the course of the week and just kind of gauge how our players are doing. Spend a lot of time with our training staff to see the progress of some of our injured players. And then, you know, if time permits, I'll try to get out. And last week I was able to get out on the road and do some college scouting. I try to map my calendar around some of our scouts and our directors to see guys for the upcoming draft. And if I'm not on the road, then we have a database of all the college film that, you know, I'll start looking at the players and watching the film as it comes in from their respective schools.
With technology like it is, and your access to all kinds of tape of players, why does it benefit you to go see practices and games for college players in person?
Yeah, I like to see those guys move around live. Sometimes the tape may or may not do them justice. You might pick something up in practice from a drill. You know, he might look quicker live than he maybe looks on film. Or just watching them interact with their teammates. Are they in the front of the line? Are they at the back of the line? Are they listening to their coach, or are they over there, you know, chasing butterflies? You know, just getting a view of those guys live, it's just helpful, and it helps to kind of build the profile of the player.
Michael at Fort Campbell, you're up next on Titans Radio for General Manager John Robinson. Go right ahead.
Hey, gentlemen, good evening. Love the support you guys do for us up here at Fort Campbell. I got to meet John Malarkey, or Mike Malarkey, I'm sorry, a couple months ago. He was a really great guy, so I love what you guys do. Eric Decker had himself a nice game last night. Having a veteran receiver like that for a young quarterback, I think, is understated. Was it a no-brainer for you guys to go out and get a guy like that, and how much do you value with a young offense and at the skill position, having a veteran guy like that to kind of to help Marcus out and kind of really set the tempo for this offense? Thanks.
Absolutely. Michael, thanks for the call. Thanks for your service to our country. Decker, he was a guy that I really liked when he came out of the University of Minnesota. I was in New England when he came out in the draft. I liked him for us offensively up there in New England. And, you know, when he was released by the Jets, certainly I have kind of followed his career and liked his style of football. He's a dependable guy and, good route runner. He can make some of the tough catches. So, you know, and the fact that he lives here in Nashville, that definitely tipped it in our favor a little bit. So we met with him. We visited with him. You know, he had a couple of options out there with other teams, but he wanted to make sure that from a culture standpoint, from a team standpoint, that you know, he had played enough years in this league to earn, you know, the chance to pick where he wanted to play. And he felt this was a good spot for him, and we felt good, you know, good adding him. And you're right, having that veteran presence with some of our younger receivers, it's really good for the room.
Christian in Nashville, glad to have you with us on Titans Radio, sitting in for Coach Mike Malarkey. Tonight is General Manager John Robinson, so go ahead for the GM.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good afternoon, and what a great win we had last night. Hope we keep it going this next weekend in Cleveland. Mr. Robinson, I've got one question for you, and it may be more of a coach's question, but I feel like you'd also have a hand on this. I love to see our offensive linemen get up and protect Mariota after some of the late hits. I think he got hit two or three times late last night. But at what point does it become one of those things where we appreciate you having the respect of our quarterback protecting him? And another thing that, all right, let's not hurt our team. We're getting 15 yards out of this. Don't cancel it out by getting your own penalty, unsportsmanlike, at the end of that. How do you handle that, and what's your opinion on that, and where you stand on that? I'd love to hear it, and have a great rest of the night. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your support, Christian. Yeah, great question. You know, at practice, I will talk to the offensive linemen. I think it's awesome that they stand up for the quarterback and really all of their teammates that, you know, that might take a shot or take a hit or something that they think, you know, kind of crosses the line a little bit. But you're exactly right. When they do something in retaliation that might potentially hurt the football team, that doesn't, you know, it doesn't bode well for us. So, you know, you're right. It's a fine line, and we want them to stand up and protect their teammates, but not cost the team in the end. So, you know, we just tell them to be smart and make good decisions.
This is from Kenny. What are your thoughts on Ryan Succop's performance, and what a luxury it is to have such a reliable kicker?
Yeah, Ryan's done a nice job for us. You know, he's been good on those field goals. You know, he hit a big one in Kansas City last year for us, and you know, he's kind of kept the trend going this year. He's been in this league a long time. He embodies the traits that we're looking for in our players, and he's been a dependable asset for us.
877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. John Robinson, one more segment, taking your calls and your Twitter questions at Titans Radio. One more segment with John Robinson, and then Dave McGinnis will join us for the final segment of the program tonight. We'll start looking ahead to Cleveland. He's also got some of his thoughts to share on last night's win over Indianapolis, 36-22. Monday Night Football, Titans now 3-3, 2-1 in the division. All right, let's get back to the phones for John Robinson, who is sitting in tonight for Mike Mularkey. Ernie in Kingsport, so good to hear from you, Ernie. Welcome to the program.
Good to hear from you. And, John, first of all, I want to say that a great win yesterday. You're about to make a believer out of me in these Titans. I'm a Dolphins fan, always have been, but I'm liking these Titans more. The more I see them, and they're not far from being a really good football team. But my question is, being the scout, did you learn things from being the scout that you can use now and in the future in the war rooms and stuff? That and when you play these other teams, that will help you more than if you hadn't had that experience as a scout?
Yeah, great question, and thanks for your support there, Mr. Ernie. Yeah, come on and get on board with us here with the Titans. Life's a little slower up here in Nashville than it is down in Miami. I would say definitely the stuff that I learned as a scout has definitely benefited me in my role now. It helps my library of players. You know, whether it's our opponent, you know, I might remember something from an interview or a workout that the player did in, you know, when he was coming out in the draft, and or you know, just prepping on a weekly basis for free agency once that time rolls around. So that scouting background, knowing the players, knowing what makes them tick, you know, what they're good at, maybe what their deficiencies are, as we prepare on a weekly basis from an opponent standpoint, and then moving into free agency in the spring.
You did not become a scout to necessarily become a general manager. You became a scout because you like football and you really liked being a scout.
I did. You know, I was an ex-coach. I coached for 3 or 4 years in college, and I liked the recruiting portion of it. I liked going out in uncharted waters and trying to find somebody that you know, maybe another big school. I was at Nicholls State. It's a 1AA school down in Louisiana, coaching, trying to find somebody that maybe LSU passed on or Arkansas or Texas passed on that I thought could help our football team. So that was always a fun part of recruiting.
Let's go to Glasgow, Kentucky for our next call at 877-848-2671. Erica, thanks for joining us. You're talking with Titans General Manager John Robinson.
Hello, Mr. Robinson. And Mike, I tell you, I've been a fan for a long time, but I may not have that much knowledge. It just seemed last night that Marcus was more comfortable with his receivers and trusted his arm more than he has in the past. He almost felt like he didn't have to run. Does that come with maturity, or you think it was a little bit of the injury, or a little bit of both?
Yeah, great question, Miss Erica. Thanks for your support. I think it was a little bit of both. I think it was the fact that, you know, he knew he couldn't take off and run, that he had to be smart back there, and he was going to have to hang in the pocket and trust his receivers. The receivers did a great job last night of finding voids, finding spots where the defenders weren't settling or running past somebody trying to cover him to get open. You know, they went the extra mile to try to help Marcus out too. So I think it was a combination of both. I think it was the timing with the receivers, the effort of the receivers, and Marcus maturing as a passer.
Erica, great call. Let's go to Mike calling on a cell phone. Mike, thanks for joining us tonight on Titans Radio. Go right ahead.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it. Hey, I'm from Detroit, and I'm driving through town, and I really admire the job you've done with the Titans. And I wondered, because you have so many young players, how do you draft? Now, what do you look for now in the draft when so many of your players need time to develop?
Yeah, great question, Mike. You know, we have our there's certainly the physical component, the skills, the quickness, the speed, the strength, the power, all the stuff that you know you can get from talking to their coaches, watching film, watching them at practice in a game. But it's really getting to know those guys and seeing if they're mature. Are they going to be mature enough to handle football as a job? Because that's going to be their job moving forward. Are they willing to put the time in? From an effort standpoint, if they're not quite grasping something, are they going to come in and get extra work or come in and work on a specific skill on their own to try to get better? And that's what we've tried to do, is get the types of players that football is very important to them, that they take their job seriously, and they want to be part of a culture and a football team that's paramount for their success.
Jamal Adams was on NFL Network this morning. He, the sixth overall pick out of LSU, a really talented young safety. And they asked him on the program about the biggest difference from the college game to the pro game, and he said, and I thought it was very insightful, he said the extra time you have, the free time that you have, that, you know, and I guess everybody thinks about the money, but the time aspect and how these players learn to manage their time is a huge key, especially when you combine it with the fact they have money now.
Yeah, no question. It's important. I mean, last year we had several guys that, you know, you have one mandatory day off each week for the players. They don't have to come in. But we had a lot of players that came in on their day off because they wanted to be good at their job. And we've had even more this year come in on their day off and put that extra time in because they take their job seriously. They take this football team seriously. You know, this team, this city means a lot to them, and they want to go out and perform for them.
James in Murfreesboro, welcome to Titans Radio, the Mike Mularkey Show, sitting in for the head coach tonight, the general manager, John Robinson. Go right ahead.
Hey, John, it's James out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I just want to say what an awesome job you're doing, and you're the right fit for our organization, and I'm excited about the future and all the work the players are putting, the effort and everything they're doing. I know they're working hard. Last night with Marcus Mariota, I feel like that was a pivotal point of his career, you know, staying in that pocket and being able to execute with the way he did, and also for the running backs and, you know, that mixing that up with the running backs, and I think that kind of showed the world stage what the Titans were about, and I really appreciated that game last night. I was there, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, James, and thanks for your support. You like all of our Titans fans, were a big part of that win last night. It was loud in Nissan, and certainly put the Colts in a bind. And you're right. I think, you know, being able to throw the ball, being able to run the ball, being able to keep the defense kind of off kilter or on their heels a little bit, trying to guess a little bit whether we're going to run or pass. That's what we want to be. We want to be multiple and be able to be multifaceted from an offensive standpoint.
Last night, 473 total yards, 6 of 13 on third downs, 1 of 1 on fourth down, rushing 34 for 168 yards, passing 32 pass attempts. Overall, you get 305 passing yards on the night. Only one sack for a loss of 1 yard, basically a technical sack, not really having your quarterback hit deep in the backfield. You punt only once. You keep the ball nearly 36 times. Is that exotic smash mouth football?
I don't know if that's the exact definition in
Webster's.
By the way,
the T-shirts were cool.
Were they?
They're very cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, I think last night offensively you were able to see us have explosive pass plays with the shot to Taiwan. You were able to see catch and run plays with the screen to Rashard Matthews that got down to the four. You were able to see outside runs. You were able to see inside runs. You were able to see timing intermediate routes with Decker, with Rashard, with Delaney, with Janu. You know, it was really a complementary style of offense with different types of runs, different types of passes. But the most important thing is scoring points. And we were able to come up with more points than Indy had last night.
And I think about the run Henry made and that left side of the line and the blocks that they threw were fantastic. But then Josh Klein coming around from right guard, pulling from right guard, and just crushing the man on the end of the line to make the opening. That's the last play offensively of the football game for the Titans in the 59th minute of the game, and your offensive line's still going like that? That's a pretty strong statement for, I would think, the whole organization.
Yeah, it was about finishing last night. You know, I've got several texts from colleagues in the waning minutes there that game was still kind of on the line, and every one of them texted me one word, and it was finish. And that's what we wanted to do last night. And I think that last run, as you alluded to, that Derek made and the blocking that it took to spring that play and Derek's effort to get in the end zone, that was a finishing statement on what was a great night.
Some have said that he should have put it down at some point to just end it right there. And I know that's not human nature, but do you think a player thinks about that when he's breaking a run that long?
I think when you're in clean air, it's, you know, it's kind of like when you're making laps around. I've never driven around Talladega, but I could imagine when you come around the fourth turn and the checkered flag's waving, you stomp on the gas. You don't hit the brakes. And he hit the gas and took it all the way home.
What a great use of both of the backs. 145 total yards that you get out of Derrick Henry, but 87 total yards you get from DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, huge set of plays by DeMarco down there to put it in the end zone. You know, just kept hammering it inside. He had a couple key third down runs where, you know, he stuck it to the left and jumped back to the right and got up in the hole and had a couple great catches too. So, again, both of those backs really played well. Offensively, we did a lot. It was a lot. It was just a good team win last night.
The bottom line, though, is you try to stack them now as you go to Cleveland to try to go into the bye 4-3.
Yeah, got a team up in Cleveland before the bye. We've got to have a good week of practice this week and get our ducks in a row, go up and get another win.
John Robinson, thank you so much for sitting in for Mike Mularkey tonight. I know you're busy as well, but I know all the listeners on Titans Radio appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and appreciate all the fans out there for your support. Tighten up.
What a great job they did last night at Nissan Stadium. An unbelievable crowd, an electric atmosphere, and a big win. We'll review that a little bit more with Dave McGinnis next. The Mike Mularkey Show continues as we visit with Titans Radio's Dave McGinnis. Titans a winner last night on Monday Night Football, 36-22 over Indianapolis. What were the most important things that you thought the Titans got done in the victory last night, Coach Mack?
You know what, Mike, and again, it's an overused word, but identity. Last night, to me, you know, it encapsulated everything they talk about. And let me tell you, it's hard to run the football in this league because of this reason. You saw it last night. You commented on it during the game. They kept pounding at the middle of that defense. And Indianapolis came into this game not going to allow that to happen because they knew that that was the Titans' mentality. But they kept pounding at it, kept pounding at it. They kept forcing the runs outside. And then in the second half, you saw it start to break. You saw it start to crack. And to me, what encapsulated it most was not only the 8-minute drive that they had, but the last touchdown that Henry made, that was a power O play where they pulled and it bounced. And finally, the Indy defense had just said, "Uncle, I've had enough." But it takes a lot of patience and a lot of belief in what you're doing. And then I thought that the defensive coaches did a great job, and the players did, of making adjustments at halftime. Because they were showing Brissett things in the second half that he had not seen before. Dick started bringing more pressure off the edges with his defensive backs from different looks, four off the weak side, four off the open side, and it completely unsettled the quarterback. This was a tremendous a tremendous, tremendous team victory. And again, you and I have talked about it before, but this kicking battery that this football team has here now, I'm talking about the operations of the field goal and the punt. Now, the punter wasn't used a lot last night, but it's huge in these games like this. That was a big win for a lot of reasons. Now, all the world is right again, but now you got to put it behind you and let's go forward.
Let me ask you about Derrick Henry. He's a guy who sets the record in high school for the most yards rushing. He wins the Heisman Trophy at Alabama. Last year, and even into early this year, he'd had some success. But last night, his first 100-yard game. How much momentum, confidence, whatever, does he take from last night, even knowing the earlier success he'd had in his football career?
Well, and that's a great point that you make. I think Derrick Henry's always believed in Derrick Henry, but to prove it and to do it in this league, down in and down out, I was really fortunate to come into this league when Walter Payton was on our team. And to just watch the way that he worked and went about it, and every opponent that we played knew Walter was going to get the ball, but you know what? By the end of the fourth quarter, it didn't matter. And I think that Derrick Henry is this type of back that he gets stronger as the game goes on. And the compliment that he and Murray make to each other and the way that they're using them right now, that's the identity of this football team. And then I think, and I know you're going to ask me some questions about the quarterback and the thing that you said last night after the game when you were wrapping the game up, I thought was so, so important and so spot on, is this football team has an identity, but they've got to believe it every week.
This week, short week, headed to Cleveland, coming off Monday Night Football, how difficult is it to play Monday night and then travel the following Sunday?
It's difficult because that's a challenge. It's a challenge mentally. And of course, this was a big game. I mean, that was a great atmosphere last night. This city was alive with it, you know, and again, you and I were sitting here talking with Amy earlier about all the media that's here. I mean, Monday Night Football is still a big, big deal in the National Football League and across the country. Now you've got to put it in perspective, come back down off of that high, and then start grinding and going to work. And plus, now, today's the day off for the players. You know, they're off on Tuesday. Coaches have already got some of their game plan in place, and so the players get their bodies back. But to travel after a Monday night game, I mean, it's difficult, but you have to do it in this league.
Your early study of the Cleveland Browns begins with their head coach, Hugh Jackson, because he runs the offense.
No, Hugh runs the offense, and Hugh's a very, very good play caller. Just looking at him and watching him, the reason they're unsettled, Mike, is the same reason that most people are unsettled in this league. They haven't decided on a quarterback. They've got some pieces in place. That offensive line that they've got in place, that's a good offensive line. They've got some backs. They can run the football. They're unsettled at the quarterback. I'm not sure they're not settled at the receiver position either, and I think that ties in hand with them not being able to establish a quarterback. Hugh Jackson is a great play caller. The thing that he needs to do, is settle on a quarterback. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him switch again this week going into it.
Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota, not 100% last night, and yet still some kind of performance that really fueled this football team, not just statistically, but also from an emotional standpoint.
You know what, Mike, and you brought that up last night after the game, and you were so right, and you were so right. And again, you and I were both here, and you said it, and again, you qualified your statement, but what you said when you said it was a little bit McNair-esque, because he was hurt. He was hurt, but he played and contained within himself, and the coaches did a great job of dialing things up this week and working this week with what he could do. That, to me, you could feel the confidence that he gave this football team just by being out there. And then when he started performing, you could feel it. You could sense it, and I thought you were spot on with that. That was very impressive to me.
The Tennessee Titans play the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. We're visiting with Dave McGinnis, Titans radio game day analyst. And Coach Mack, defensively, Wesley Woodyard, we talk about him every week, but he makes another big play last night. He recovers a fumble. He just seemingly makes things happen all over the field. Is this guy headed for the Pro Bowl?
You know what? I know where he's headed right now. He's headed for a very, very focused season. But you could see that during training camp. And again, I mean, you know how partial I am to linebackers anyway. That's how I cut my teeth in this league. Steven Tulloch was in the booth with us last night. What a great thing. I saw David Thornton after the game. I got a real soft spot in my heart for linebackers. I sought Wesley Woodyard out about 2 weeks ago to just tell him how impressed I was with his game and with the way he approached it. And I am so – but this guy has been a professional since he came into the league. I mean, I don't know how many times he's been voted captain by the teams that he's been on and the season that he's having this year. But it just, to me, it embodies what this football team is about, a professional attitude, get the job done, don't worry about the personal accolades. All of those will come when the team is successful.
Avery Williamson comes through with a forced fumble that sets up a Titans score. Jayon Brown plays a lot of snaps, has two big pass breakups. Eric Walden plays at outside linebacker for the injured. Derek Morgan gets pressure. Brian Arakpo. These backers are playing well overall, especially the last 2 weeks.
They really are. And again, they have to play well in this defense because the way this scheme is, and when Dick starts all that amoeba stuff where he's got the two down linemen and then he's walking the backers around, these guys have got responsibilities and they've got to play well. And also, I thought the corners did a great job last night too because they got to wear a hat in this defense. You know, Dick's gone from a lot of zone pressure stuff to a lot of still the same pressures, but they're playing man. And so there's, you know, these guys have got some responsibilities. And I thought that last night I was really impressed. What I like to see is when an offense is giving when you know your defense is on point is when an offense gives you trouble in the first half and then you come back out in the second half and they fix it. They fixed it last night, and that was very impressive to me.
How did the Titans follow this up and make it as positive a win as possible?
They've got to practice. This has got to be a good week of practice. And I think Coach Malarkey told you last week that, you know, their practices last week were really, really good and focused. They had come off of 2 weeks that they were embarrassed with what had happened. They weren't happy with what had happened. It all starts with practice and preparation, and that's what we've got to see again this week.
Coach Mack, look forward to seeing you in Cleveland.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Dave McGinnis with us on Titans Radio. The Mike Malarkey Show is produced by Brandon Hagany, Director of Sales Hunter Rice, Operations Manager Charlie Cook, General Manager Allison Warren, and the Executive Producer of Titans Radio is Rhett Bryan. For the coach, Dave McGinnis, also Mike Malarkey and John Robinson, Mike Heath says, thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll look forward to joining you on Sunday from Cleveland. We're on the air at 11 a.m. Central, noon Eastern time with Titans Countdown. Until then, good night, everybody.
The Mike Malarkey Show, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. For great health care coverage, get the home field advantage with Farm Bureau Health Plans. They've got you covered. Get the info you need for this week's game at TitansRadio.com.
This is Titans Radio.